Mike Spiegel. I'm the Director of Sales for Livestock Products and Feed Marketing.
And you have a very big presence here, MFA does, at the Western Farm Show in Kansas City, Missouri. Tell us what you guys are involved in.
Well, we're working with several different people here. Elanco, we partnered with them this year, and we're bringing in Randy Block. He happens to be here. He's getting ready for his presentation at 2 o'clock. Randy Block is the CEO of Cattle Facts, and Cattle Facts is based in Denver, Colorado. And he's going to be here sharing a little bit about an outlook for livestock as well as crops and weather. And I follow Cattle Facts, and they've got some good information. So it'd be a good informative program for people that in any phase of production livestock or farming at all would want to come and sit in on that.
Well, certainly it's been a challenging year for livestock producers, and nobody knows what the future will bring, but it could continue to be with the drought and all of the other factors. So what is the focus that you guys have in terms of helping your customers?
We've got just about anything down here you want to talk about. We've got precision agriculture here at the show. We've got people that can visit with them about application and variable rate applications, auto steer, all that type of technology on agronomy side. We've got a lot of the livestock salespeople that are here. We've got a feed display. We've got horse feed here on display and a lot of our other feeds. We've got equipment on one of our displays upstairs. We've got the Powder River line that is set up and ready to go. John Roberts, one of our salespeople, has put together what he calls the MFA shootout, which has about any of the brand of a cattle working chute that we have on display, so producers can come down and they can work the chutes and see what fits their operation. We've got a WW display upstairs. We've got Applegate and Feed Drain feeders, and Applegate Steel is here at one of our displays here downstairs. So wire and steel, I'm sure we've got Herdsman product down here. About anything that a producer would need in the way of farming products and feed, it's all represented right here.
Okay. How has the drought impacted your business?
Well, I think that last year, you know, toward the end of the year, the end of the summer, you know, forage was a big thing. But as things progressed, you know, the start of this year, luckily we've had across quite a bit of our trade area, we've got some rain. We sure haven't got enough to fill ponds up, but there has been some places where they've got some runoff. The snow is going to help quite a little bit, but I think coming into the year, the water was the major limiting factor all across our trade territory. Talked to some producers that had sold some livestock but then have bought some back, so there's some positive aspects to livestock now that we're getting a little bit of moisture. We just need more.
How's it affected your feed business?
Feed business has been really good. Actually, toward the year, end of the year last year, feed business was really good going into, because they had drought, they didn't have enough forage, and they had to spread some of that out. So that was good for us. But we've been holding things together this year, too. Feed sales have been relatively good.
And what is your area?
Oh, we're into Missouri, of course. That's our base, you know, and that's where most of our locations are. But we've grown into Kansas. We bought a feed mill at Emporia, Kansas this last year, and we're producing feed out of there and sell a lot of cubes out of that mill there, selling some mineral out there. Ag Choice is our locations that are out there in the Kansas area. So, and we bought two or three other locations that are Ag Choice. So we're represented pretty well out to Wichita now, and from north to south, you know, from so the whole eastern half of Kansas is pretty well represented with an MFA presence.